Tanya Gordon sits at one of several brown tables in her brightly decorated classroom at Hillside Junior High School in Boise. On each of the tables is a clear plastic tub.
Inside the tubs, you'll find scissors, tape, markers, colored pencils, glue sticks, highlighters, rulers, things like that.
Gordon teaches 8th grade earth science. She'll have 150 students this year, and she'll need science supplies for each of those students.
I have spent $163 in the last 2 weeks to get ready for the school year.
Gordon's been teaching for 6 years. For the last three, she received money from the state, $350, to help pay for classroom supplies. This year, thanks to budget cuts, that money disappeared.
Was I disappointed? Yes. But I knew that it wouldn't be hard for myself personally to make the decision to spend my own money. Financially, does it put a strain on me personally? Sure, but I'm willing to do it so that my students have everything they need.
Gordon was able to dip into her own pocket, but not all teachers can do that. Sherry Wood is president of the Idaho Education Association, which advocates for public school children and teachers.
It's a choice they're going to have to make. Can I spend money on other people's children, or do I only have enough money to worry about my own personal children? And they have to make that decision, just like lots of people are making that decision with their own financial issues.
So without a budget for classroom supplies, teachers are expanding their curriculum in a way, teaching lessons in frugality and resourcefulness.
I'm constantly harping on my students to use a little piece of tape instead of 3 inches of tape. And it doesn't sound like it's that big a deal, but it's a huge deal. That stuff is used up in a heartbeat. And the more conservative we are, we all are, then we'll all have more for a little bit longer.
Teachers are very resourceful. You know, they may just have to put some projects on hold for a couple of years, and the students that they work with for the next couple of years will miss out on a project and then take it up when the funding is better and salaries are up a bit.
Salaries are another thing that got cut this year. Teachers in the Boise School District will have 3 furlough days.
Fortunately, we're not cutting class time with students, but the professional development time is massively important as well. And so cutting 3 whole days of being able to collaborate with your teachers and your staff and your administration is going to impact our ability to grow in our profession as a school district.
Not to mention the fact that those 3 days of furlough means 3 fewer days of pay for teachers.
And I know that there are districts across the state that are far worse off with furlough days and have maybe even a few weeks furloughed from their time, and that's out of their paycheck as well.
Along with the salary cut, salary schedules are frozen in the Boise School District.
Which means you don't get an additional amount of money for your additional year's experience, and you don't get any movement across the salary schedule for your additional credits that you took for the last 5 years or the last 2 years or whatever. And so, you know, some educators spent thousands of dollars in order to get a master's degree, which they were hoping that they would get additional pay for that.
That's exactly what happened to Gordon. She's pursuing her master's degree. Her husband is also a teacher in the Boise School District. He just completed his master's.
And I did a little math this morning, and I figured out that in the last 2 years, we have spent out-of-pocket cash $22,000 combined pursuing our master's degrees. So the few thousand dollars, a little less than $2,000 we were both looking at receiving this coming school year, we will not be receiving.
Gordon says working towards her master's was not just a financial decision. It was a choice she made to become a better teacher.
That's why we're still here, is for the students. That's what we love. You have to have a passion to be in this career. You have to wake up every morning and want to go to work. And I think most people do. But when you're trying to raise a family, it's hard to take those next steps when you've invested so much already. But we'll get there. I love my job. I love coming to work. But we've sacrificed for the last few years, it would just make it a lot more joyful to complete these degrees and be compensated for our hard work.
Gordon's not alone. No one can move up the salary schedule this year in the Boise District and many other districts around the state. Salaries are not just frozen, they're dropping, says Sherry Wood of the Idaho Education Association. This year, Idaho's minimum teacher salary is below $30,000.
Who are we going to get to go into education and be the next group of hires for our children if we can't have a starting wage that they can at least afford to live? And $29,000, if you have a family and you're starting out in education, you're going to have a difficult time surviving on that amount of money.
There's not really an end in sight at this point to the cuts. It's scary that we are not investing in our children's future and in our teachers that do personally sacrifice so much every day.
Those teachers and their students head back to school in the Boise District on Wednesday.
I know it will be an exciting start of the school year, and I know educators are always ready to do their very best with kids, but it's going to be different this year.
And for science teacher Tanya Gordon, how does she see the new school year shaping up?
I very much am looking forward to it. Yeah, it is going to be an exciting year, personally. Financially, not so much, but personally, yeah, I think it's going to be a good one.
Sherry Wood has some optimism. She's grateful for the recently passed jobs bill that earmarked $51 million for Idaho schools. She hopes that money will be used to rehire some laid-off teachers and eliminate some of the upcoming furlough days for others. For Boise State Public Radio, I'm Samantha Wright.